This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.9 trillion recovery plan, which has been met with resistance from mostly Republican lawmakers worried about the swelling national debt. During a meeting with House Democrats, President Biden said he's looking forward to them taking action on the coronavirus recovery package.
I appreciate you all coming over because in the urgency with which you're moving, this is about people's lives. This is not just about numbers. This is about people's lives. People are really, I don't tell any of you, they're really hurting.
After the meeting, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters she hopes the House can send a coronavirus relief package to the Senate within 2 weeks. Pelosi also said she thinks a budget reconciliation bill is needed to have a guarantee of results on coronavirus relief, and the House will pass such a bill Friday. Belgium will reopen hairdressers and barbershops February 13th, slackening its lockdown despite the spread of the British coronavirus variant, the prime minister said Friday. Zoos will also open February 13th, a week after camping sites, in time for the coming carnival holiday, in a gesture to Belgians who are blocked from traveling outside the country for non-essential travel. Belgium has been one of the worst-hit countries in the world by the pandemic, with more than 21,000 dead, representing one of the world's worst per capita death rates. South Africa has secured enough COVID-19 vaccine for at least 26 million people and knows where it will get the remaining doses it needs, the health minister said Friday. It plans to start inoculation soon after receiving its first million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the Serum Institute of India this week. It aims to vaccinate two-thirds of its population to reach herd immunity. This is the